All right. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hi.
I have returned.
The king has returned.
I have yet to hear the product without my annoying ass voice in it, but I'm sure it's a lot more better than my nails on the chalkboard that you're listening to now.
Have we? Except for we were there when we recorded it, but I haven't listened to it since.
Anyway, I am Panda Bear. I am back from my trip to the Great White North, which was not so white while I was there, thank God. I will talk about that on this episode.
Yeah.
And
hate
joining
to lose
me, yeah, joining me on my right hand side, the other Sam, Mr. Polar Bear.
Hey.
And on my left, the long haired majestic Mr. Blitzbear, Nathaniel Patton.
How's it going, everyone?
Majestic.
And we're gonna have a fun episode because I feel like there's going to be some ranting and not a whole lot of organization, which is what makes this podcast great, if y'all haven't found out that yet. When we have a plan, it's good and organized and it's fun and all, but when we have no plan, it's off the rails, batshit crazy.
Make Bear Attack great again.
Oh, hey guys, we have a new review. Speaking of people who tune in. 5-star review. We only read 5 stars.
Ooh.
You can say whatever you want in your 5-star review. Talk about how terrible the show is, but you have to leave a 5-star for us to read it. It says, "Look at me. I'm the captain now. I can't wait for this to get good. Until then, it's pretty trash. They just change focus twice a year. 5 stars. Well, thank you.
I don't know.
True words have never been spoken.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up this entire show. We like think we have a good direction, and then it sucks, and then we change our minds halfway through. Yeah,
and then we say we can do better by doing something completely different.
And then it turns out it's all hot garbage anyway, but we love doing it, so screw you.
It's for the people, but it's mostly for us.
The show is pretty good.
Yeah,
5 stars.
My own sanity.
It's
funny. Yeah, it's funny. I talk about this show for my own sanity, but sometimes this show like drives me nuts.
Oh, it's a lot of work.
Like they say, I can't wait till it gets good. Until then, yeah. It's trash. Hot garbage. So today, I was having a conversation with a couple of buddies at work, and I heard about this guy who just is not put together well. He has this car that he absolutely loves. It's a Mini Cooper Countryman. Loves it. I found out today, it's not even technically his car. He's paying, like, his roommate for it, but doesn't have the loan in his name or anything, so he's just, like, leasing it from his roommate. But, like, it's his car. Like, it's very confusing. And then I had to go into this little crawl space today, and somehow it got brought up. This same guy is dating a girl. He's been dating her for a week.
Lucky.
And she's pregnant with somebody else's kid.
Oh.
But he started dating her like last week.
Well.
Like, I don't know. Like, there's something about the idea of being in a relationship with a gal where she's got a kid already, but something about her being in the midst of...
Yeah, see, if she already had the kid and the kid was, like, 2 or 3, yeah, that's reasonable. But the kid's not even, like, developed yet?
There's something weird about that, right? Like,
it's weird.
But, like, what is it about that that's weird? Because, I mean...
Nothing, okay.
People are stepdads all the time.
So, I think I see where you're coming from in that it definitely is kind of like... When you have a kid on the way and... And you're not with the person you just had the kid with. It's like, oh, well, that was a quick, that fell apart real fast, didn't it? Which is a bit of a red flag. But I know people who that's happened to. And it's a thing, yeah.
It feels strange to me, but I also feel like it shouldn't be strange because... Like I said, their stepdads exist. Sure, most of them get a bad rap, but like it's a thing that happens.
I mean,
so why is it like weird to me that she's pregnant at the moment instead of
Just seems like a red flag to me on her end. Like she's She's sleeping with people who she shouldn't be sleeping with is what it sounds like, and that might not be the case. Now, on the flip side, perhaps this is the ultimate stepdad thing where when the kid comes, theoretically, maybe it's only
won't know any different.
Father figure, and you can just be its dad. So...
it doesn't know any different, so just get it on the ground floor. It's like an investment.
Can I be honest? If they listen to the podcast, then I'll care about them like way more. If they leave a 5-star review, I'll care about them a lot. But until then, I just don't care about this guy and his baby having girlfriend. Or his Mini Cooper.
I'll see if I can reach out and get him to talk on the podcast.
Should have him on. Do you care about my Mini Cooper now?
About the situation.
Can you fit that child that's not yours in that Mini Cooper? Do you care about it now?
He can. It's a four. It's a sedan.
A four-door.
The Countryman's a four-door.
Oh my god! Sam, you want to go on your rant about that weird ass Mountain Dew you had the other night?
Oh my gosh! Yes. Okay. So I had the Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot the other night.
I want it so bad.
It. Oh my gosh! It's so weird. Okay, so you drink it, and you're like, oh, it's just Mountain Dew. With a little bit of extra like lime in it. And then you like swallow it and you wait a second. And it's spicy in a way that tastes good, but if you take like three big gulps of it, it just feels the way acid reflux does.
Oh no.
That does not sound enjoyable at all.
No, so it just like sits there and like burns in the back of your throat, and you're like, Like it doesn't burn your mouth, it burnt the back of my throat.
That's how Little Caesars is for me. Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Acid reflux never tasted so good for so cheap.
Dude, I love Little Caesars pizza. Even though the prices went up and now it's $6 for a pizza hot and ready, I'm there for it.
The $6.
So would you classify... we could get into an argument about Little Caesars pizza because...
It's delicious, you're wrong no matter what you say next, unless you say it's delicious.
I don't disagree, but do you consider it deep dish?
I pretty much exclusively eat their deep dish pizzas.
Yeah, if you get the deep dish one.
Well, like the square one.
It's what?
The square one is what you're talking about, the square one, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's technically not deep dish in the Chicago.
I don't need your pizza politics, okay? I want my pizza to have cheese, sauce, a crust that's not too soft but not too crunchy, and I want it to have a little garlic to it.
Do you like to be able to fold your pizza?
I mean, if that's what eating it demands of me. I don't think I've ever like put expectations on my pizza. I kind of let it be the lover it needs to be for me.
So you just love all kinds of pizza and don't actually have a preference?
Pizza's like sex. Even when it's bad, it's good.
You know, I used to...
I would need to put that on a t-shirt.
I'm pretty sure it is. I used to call myself a brand whore. And then I realized that
you are though.
I've been completely wrong about that. I'm a brand husband. I am a faithful brand. Having all my shorts are Under Armour. My socks are Under Armour. And if I had shoes on right now, they would probably be Under Armour. What I realized,
even your flip flops are Under Armour, aren't they?
No, they're Crocs. But Crocs makes the best flip flops. And I know that what's funny Crocs is when
I don't know
when you tell people that they're like Crocs are disgusting and I was like Crocs flip flops. They look like regular flip flops, but with off road tread. But people can't wrap their minds around that. Anyway, I found out though I am a pizza slut. Like I will whore out for any pizza, it doesn't matter. Even pizza I don't like.
Yeah, I don't particularly care for Papa John's, but if there's Papa John's around, you best believe I'm going to have me a slice or something.
I do particularly care for Papa John's.
I don't.
In the way Deadpool likes John's is the male worst. Unicorns. What were you saying, Oceans?
Papa John's.
Something about flip-flops.
You were saying Crocs were the best flip-flops, but Sam was telling us about these Vans that he got, and I want a pair for Christmas.
Oh, some Vans flops?
Yes.
I will wear those.
I have Vans flip-flops. They're the tread of Vans tennis shoes on my flip-flops.
I have never worn Vans. I want to try some. Now that I've been going through like the emo culture and scene, I really want to get a pair of Vans.
Oh, you got to get your black Vans with the white stripe and the white shoelaces.
Yeah.
And your high ankle Converse.
I do want to try some Converses too.
Oh yeah, high tops. Nothing more comfortable than high tops.
But no, I see where Nate's saying about being a brand husband, because my new Keen boots, I'm like, yes! I will never own another pair. I don't care.
Keen slays.
I don't care how much money these Keens cost. Yeah.
If you're looking for some new shoes and you need something that's comfortable and functional and hardy, Keens.
But I don't think Keen makes a Western style boot, which is what I wear.
Yeah, I don't think that they do either.
It's a hard life being a cowboy.
I have Googled a lot of questionable things in my life as a film student. Like if you need to say, if you need to point the finger and say somebody did something, you could probably look at my history and frame me for it somehow. But today, I've got this new like interest in tying knots. And I was like, how do you tie a hangman's noose? So I asked my friends first because, you know, I don't want to Google that thing.
Yeah.
But then I Googled it, or I YouTubed it, and the guy spends like a minute and a half just being like, so it's illegal to use this knot in the commission of a crime, but I think it's illegal to use any knot in the commission of a crime. And he doesn't stop there. He's like, and you can't use this in a hate crime, but I think if you used anything in a hate crime, it'd be about the same issue.
He's not wrong.
I was like, man, you really could have summed this up by saying, I'm going to show you how to tie this knot. It is not my fault, whatever you go and do with this knowledge.
They should have just had the guy that plays the teacher in Ferris Bueller's Day Off do that disclaimer, because that's what you just sounded like.
My gosh, 45 Bueller. Seconds to say, I am not responsible for the nonsense you do. Be responsible with your knot tying abilities.
I do wonder though, why do you need to know how to tie a noose?
I don't need to know. I want to know.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only reason? You just want to know?
Yeah. Interesting. I have an insatiable desire to learn and know things. It is a problem sometimes.
In case he ever gets fed up with my deadlines on this show, he can threaten me with it. That's what it is.
No, never.
That's
but
a good
like,
problem to have, though.
I hate not knowing things. Like, it frustrates the living daylights out of me to know stuff. Amy and Ollie will just, like, start sentences and be like, and you'll find out later, and I'll be like, you tell me now. I hate it. I hate surprises. I don't hate surprises. Okay. I hate not knowing. So if you're going to surprise me, just don't even allude to it, because it'll just ruin the whole day.
So,
because I will badger you.
Oh, I have.
When you turn,
I have something for you.
When you turn 30, and we throw a surprise party for you, I'm going to hint that we're throwing a surprise party for you, and it's going to annoy you for months.
Yeah,
he looks so uncomfortable.
It actually will. Well, it'll annoy me, but eventually become annoying for you because I won't let it go.
It's okay. You know how I get. I can throw it right back at you.
Yeah, like
it's just true.
I know so much, and I know so many weird things about weird stuff because I'll get something that'll pique my interest, like tying knots. Like I have just been like into tying knots. Like I'm looking around, like I don't have any rope. That's a problem. I need to get some rope. So I'm like, now I'm like collecting paracord and rope and stuff, and I'm just like, well, how do you tie this knot? How do you tie that knot? Well, why not?
As James and Jimmy would say, you have 1/3 of the murder survivalist kit.
Yeah, I have zero interest in becoming like the master of the rope or anything like that. I just like I gotta know. And it all started because
that's funny.
Okay, so I move a lot of things in my trucks, and sometimes you don't have a ratchet strap, and sometimes ratchet straps are too long and don't work. So I learned how to tie what's called the trucker hitch, which is basically a slip. You tie a knot, and then you put a slip knot in part of that, and then you run it through your load, and you come back, and you like use it as a fulcrum to make it super tight. And I was like, what other things can I do with rope?
It's a very good knot, and I can never remember how to tie it.
I think I would have been an above average Boy Scout. Yes. If I had, I would have had any interest in that.
Down.
A what?
I can make, or I have a glazers hitch down because our glass truck doesn't have cleats on it, so we have to tile our glass.
I don't even know what a glazers hitch is, but I want to.
I could Snapchat you tomorrow. I'm sure I'll be tying one.
Teach me your ways.
TikTok at Blitzbear.
Yeah. I don't have a TikTok, but
you're better than me. I have a maybe. TikTok. I don't post anything on it, though. I mostly just
That'd probably be the most views the show would ever get was on That's TikTok worse. Just showing us how to tie knots.
If we could just make a TikTok of me getting frustrated at things, I think that would really take off.
True. Yeah, it would.
I could literally
watch anything these days.
I could literally
chime That's
in.
What's frustrating is we try to make stuff that we think people will enjoy, and then the stuff that people actually watch is just like
garbage. Yeah.
You'll go crazy. But
you know who really had the world figured out? Groucho Marx.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Marx brothers are still funny.
Hmm.
If you actually sit down and YouTube any of their videos, still hilarious.
I've definitely heard the name, but I have no idea who you're talking about.
I'll send you a link to Marx.
And I know I should.
Video. I mean, I'm not offended that you don't.
Joe Cardone would be like, because you haven't seen the fucking movie.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, I don't have that in me because I don't want to say people, I don't know. But, you know, they were three brothers, sort of the three, before the Three Stooges were big. And there's, what are all their names? Groucho, Chico, and... what is the other one? Well, whatever the other brother's name is. Harpo Marx. And they're...
Yes, I've heard these names.
Yeah, wow. They do silly things. Groucho has the big mustache. And Groucho Marx,
yes,
like, is such a smart guy. Like, he himself, his characters are always dum-dums, but... he... Such a smart guy, and he's so funny.
He wrote a whole manifesto, I hear.
Unrelated.
It's a very obvious joke, but well, there you have it. Did you guys know that Karl Marx was like super racist?
Duh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What's with the Germans, man?
They're the worst.
There's a lot of very white people in Germany.
That doesn't have anything to do with being racist, though.
Yeah.
True. But if they don't have they don't have as much diversity, they're going to... I don't know. I feel like if you... Like,
that is, see, you know what? That is a good point. I've heard that
like
a lot of the like
for example,
progressive countries in Europe actually are not... As
for example,
as they like to think,
whenever we would road trip with the family to the Midwest, okay, and you know my family's pretty diverse. We got Asian, we got Mexican, we got you know.
Oh really? I've never met your family. What are they like?
Weird. And
there's an Asian.
Off-putting for some people. There's actually three now, but yeah.
I wouldn't call your family off-putting. I would say overwhelming in large doses, but never off-putting.
Okay, fair.
I like the ocean sisters.
So we always joke like because we always have a big van when we're at road trips and whatever, and we're just piling Yikes. Out of the thing, and it feels like a clown car because like we're in these like super white Midwest towns, and we have all this diversity, and people are just staring at us, going, "What is going on?"
Have you seen? I love the. I know you've seen this. I love the trick where they have the car, and they just keep like they have people just like coming out of a van or something like over like just continuously spewing out of this thing. I love that gag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I love a good bit. Like I love any show where there's a recurring bit that keeps coming up. like in New Girl, how the character Schmidt like mispronounces all these words. I love it. He's
I like Winston's pranks.
Oh, prank Sinatra. I've said it before and I will say it forever. Nick is what I'm like on the inside. Like I keep that
that's unfortunate.
I keep that bottled up on the inside, but inside that's how I am. I'm a grouchy old man that's bad with technology.
My favorite example
aside from the
is probably in the Big Bang Theory, where you know how Sheldon Cooper has a spot on the couch? And uh-huh. they always find ways to like bring that. Oh, it's great. I'm like, it's just it's an inanimate object, but they make it this big old like thing. Like it's great.
My favorite was How I Met Your Mother, and their like continuity.
Yes,
and they would like have gags where they made it look like they broke the continuity, but then you would later find out that it was like a plot point.
They did that on Scrubs too.
It wasn't actually
with Rowdy, the taxidermy dog. They did that on
Scrubs.
Oh
my gosh. Scrubs is a magical paradise of TV. Scrubs did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's a very good show.
JD and Turk is goals. I like to think that Nate is the Turk to my JD.
I feel like Dr. Cox sometimes. It works.
I feel that about you a lot. My friend Kyle brought to my attention that Tom Cruise is the same age today as Ian McClellan was when he played Gandalf in the original Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh my.
Like Tom Cruise right now is 59 years old doing Top Gun Maverick and Mission Impossible movies. Ian McKellen when he was
59 years young.
Yeah, when Ian McKellen was 60 when he did Lord of the Rings. And
he looks every bit of 80.
Yeah. I would not have guessed 59 on Tom Cruise, but I don't know, maybe altitude has something to do with it. We'll see if we'll see if Oceans looks younger than Nate in 20 years.
Oh no.
I don't plan on having kids and he does, so I'm going to venture to guess then yes that it's going to be true.
Yeah, you'll probably be worse off.
I think my kids will keep.
You'll be stressed out because you have to pick your own nursing home.
Just shoot me now.
Remember, all you young parents, be nice to your kids. They get to pick the nursing home.
I'm just hoping making the kids will keep me young.
I always joke with my mom.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, you better
splatter the batter, baby.
I always joke with my mom. I'm like, you better not die first because I'm not gonna wipe his ass.
Oh, I straight up told my mom she's not allowed to die, period. That's just selfishly because I need my mom.
We did a couple things. We hunted for fossils at Lake Michigan and Lake Huron.
Sounds like some good nerd fun.
Yeah. I came home with some contraband, but...
Do you get cursed, like, if you steal things from Hawaii?
No. And then we did a wine and cider tour. So I, of course... spent way more money on that than I wanted to, and now Eddie's got to ship me bottles.
Nice.
A mango wine, which is amazing. I got a
mango wine.
That does sound good.
I got a cherry wine, which is amazing because where he lives, mm-hmm. it's like the cherry capital of what everywhere.
True.
And then we went to a cider place, and at that point I was pretty buzzed, you know.
Would you say that you were excited?
Oh, I was. Yeah, extremely. but so we got through, we bought a flight of five there, and we get to the last one. We both had the same last one and blew my mind. So I of course had to buy a bottle of that. But the day before that, we went for a hike. So these guys already know, cause I joked with them. I've officially been to the dunes now. so there's this, I don't know if it's a state park or whatever, it's called Sleeping Bear Dunes, and it's like this, like, because Michigan used to be underwater, right, back in when Pangea and all that, whatever, so there's a ton of sediment buildup and everything. I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but big ass dunes, okay? So we're climbing up. I almost had a heart attack going up the first dune because it's like straight up, and it was like, oh my god. But we ended up doing like a 9-mile hike that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so we went
so
over
far. 9 miles one way or 9 miles round trip?
No, that was round trip.
Okay. Ooh, I mean, it's still a long, long way, dude.
So, an 18-mile round trip is a lot. That's a lot of walking.
Yeah. So the first like 2.5 miles is all sand. So it took like 2 hours to do it.
Oh, jeez.
But then we got down to the lake, the beach area. We sat down, chilled, have an apple, whatever. And then we decided, rather than going back up the same way we came, because screw that. Eddie was telling me, he's like, oh yeah, when I originally did this, when I came here a minute ago, there was another way in and out. So we ended up trying to do that. We go around the lake. We're fossil hunting along the way because rocks and stuff. And it's taken a while. And he's like, oh, no, yeah. He's like, I know the general area. So we end up getting to the place. It's an old, like, a Coast Guard area. So we, like, divert off the trail, off the beach there and, like, stop there. It's like a maritime museum. It's kind of cool. But then, like, we're trying to figure out what direction's what, and we're pretty good at navigating whatever. We end up going this one way. It's a wrong way, so we have to walk back down this road for, like, 2 miles. We end up in this old, cool, like, lakeside town that's, like, historic whatever. So we walk through that, and it takes, like, another 4 miles to get back where we were going. But that was a good meandering, relaxing, not thinking about shit day. So, Michigan.
Nice.
Yeah. Fun times. And I got fudge because I'm a fudgy. That's what they call the tourists there, fudgies.
Yikes.
Fudgies.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that a lot.
I know, I made a lot of fudge packer jokes, but it didn't hit with them. They had no idea.
Blech. You're so gross.
You. You fat fudgy.
Oh God! Stop. Oh God. Ew.
Oh. How many F words can we alliterate here?
Hey. At least I wasn't a fiddling fudgy.
Oh, man.
Veritech, ladies and gentlemen, where a non-funny joke can make us incessantly want to piss our pants for no reason. All right.
Oh, I don't have to pee, which is actually surprising because I usually do have to pee. Just any time. If you come up to me and you're like, hey, Nate, do you have to pee? The answer will probably be yes.
Yeah, pretty good chance.
The worst part of being me.
Also, while I was in Michigan, me and 2Gs were bored one night and I was like, we got on the subject of horror films and I was like, oh my God, that one I made in college. And then I found Miguel's... freaking channel. He's got all our old stuff. Oh God, I've never seen Eddie Tucci's laugh so hard. I was like, and this is exactly the reaction we got when we premiered this thing, and we were very. I was so mad. Like,
you were.
I was livid.
I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's pretty funny.
I'm reminiscing. I'm like, yes, it's hilarious. It's terrible.
So at work today, I was giving a lady a tour. Like I do these like, so I go through the RV and I PDI them and make them ready for the customer. And then I go through and I teach them like the base, how to use the basic systems of their campers. And this lady walks into her camper. She's like, it kind of stinks in here. And I've been working in that thing for like 2 days. And I was like, oh no, I can't smell anything. Is it me? Am I the smell? Is it my BO that has just stank up this camper? And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was like 113 in the shop the other day. And I was in here and working. And it might be me. I'll go get some air fresheners or something. And she's like, no, it smells like propane. I was like, I can't smell anything. And I looked over. I was like, oh, the range is on. No smoking in this camper. But I said all that out loud before I like looked around. I was like, ugh, can't show my face around this lady ever again.
That is embarrassing, at least, but is it worse than if it was you?
At least you're willing to admit that it might be you.
Oh,
and not
it would
deny
be
that
so...
you.
Well, I can't smell. Like, I just, no matter how much I blow my nose or no matter how many antihistamines I take, I just, usually I have smell that is just frustrating because I can smell everything. But the last, like, week, dude, I just cannot keep it together.
Dude, he might be impervious to the motion of the ocean. I'd be impressed.
Oh my gosh.
Some good would have come of it, I suppose. The other day we were doing some work for some very nice people, but I was like, we left and I look at my coworker and I was like, boy, they smelled how they looked, did they not? He was like, huh? And I was like, you know, like hippies who shower, but still hippies, like not a bad smell, but I don't like it.
Like,
and he's like,
their soap smells like hemp. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like,
their hemp smells the way that Bigfoot thought of.
Like, all you people not going around getting everyone's scents, what are you?
Oh my gosh. I'm frustrated because I can now see, but now I can't smell. So it's like I can't have all my senses all at the same time. Here has been my last 2 weeks. So I don't believe in doctors, right? Because I know a lot of people that have gone to through medical school. I know them as people. So I don't really have an interest in listening to their opinion of me professionally. And like, I know some guys that got through biology on a C because the teacher liked them. Like, I don't want that person. Like, I don't trust you. But anyways, Amy does.
Based.
And I was having problems seeing, and I haven't had a pair of glasses in like a year. So Amy made an eye doctor appointment for me now that I have like insurance and a stable job. And so the doctor, I find out I have astigmatism in my left eye, and freaking get my glasses. I get two pairs of glasses. It's awesome. I'm so happy. And then I'm like, you know what? Let's keep this rolling. Let's go to the dentist. I haven't been to the dentist in a literal decade.
Oh, jeez.
The last time I was at the dentist, I was still living in my parents' house, and high school was still relevant to me.
Wow.
So it's been a while since I've been to the dentist, and I go.
That's a hot minute.
And the shout out to Zoo Sally. She was awesome. She's like, oh, your teeth haven't moved. You look fine without your braces. I had braces. I got my braces off when I was a sophomore. I lost my retainer like the end of sophomore year. I haven't had a retainer in over a decade too. Anyway, so she's like, you're fine. And the doctor comes and looks at me and he's like, so you've got 10 cavities and a touch of gingivitis. So I have to go get 10 cavities filled. And I got home, I told Amy all this bad news. And she's like, mm-hmm. And whose fault is it? And I was like, yours. You made the appointments. My mouth felt fine.
Oh. It's funny, like I go to the dentist every 6 months and like they're like, oh yeah, your teeth are perfect, but your gums are shit.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, thanks mom. Oh yeah. Her gums are terrible.
Yeah, so I have to go get my
damage from her braces.
Oh my gosh, I have to get my teeth like filled, and I told them to use gold fillings and give me a grill. They thought I was funny, but then just shook their heads. but I just, and they're like, I'm sitting down with the office manager. She's like, let's make your appointments. And I was like, okay. She's like, so I have this day and the next day open. And I was like, the last time I tried to do something major with like a day in between was my tattoo, and it was a bad idea. So maybe let's give them some space. Cause I got my lines and my color done the one after another, like the next day. It was awful. Then I got home and Amy was like, you could totally do those two days in a row. I'll be fine. And I was like, I'm weak.
Instead of I am Groot. I'm weak. I'm weak.
I don't want some guy with a doctorate in dentistry just like putting his mitts all up in my face for 2 days straight.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Hey, at least you don't need a root canal. My dad had to do like a double one of those.
A friend of mine got a root canal done, and he was dating a girl who went to ASU. We lived in Peoria. And he had promised that he'd go see her the same day he had his root canal done. So he couldn't drive because he was like messed up on anesthesia.
Hi.
Yeah. So I don't know how, but he convinced me to like
very low.
He convinced me to like third wheel and take him over to ASU so he could go on this date with his girlfriend at the time. And I was like, absolutely, I'll drive you. We're taking your car though, using your gas. And it might be the funniest drive I've ever taken in my whole life to this day.
Yeah, that's with all the Bear Attack episodes.
Yeah, and we invented a game where you just, on the road signs, you take the first letter of whatever road sign you see, and you got to make a sentence using only that letter as the first letter of each word. So funny.
How many F words can we use?
So many. Yeah, dude, dentistry sucks. But I appreciate all of you that are in the dental field, because I like to eat steak, and it's hard to eat steak without my teeth.
True. Very difficult.
Oh, did you know they can do, like, oral cancer screenings at the dentist now?
No.
Yeah, because I had that done. That doesn't surprise me. Because they're like, do you smoke? And I was like, not anymore. They said, congratulations. We're going to check and make sure your mouth doesn't have any weird bumps.
Yeah. My optometrist did that. They can do that through your eyeballs too now.
I also got that done. I also found out I don't have diabetes and I'm not going to have a stroke based on my eyes.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was like,
that's mostly good news.
I was like, man, you guys can really see a lot. Did you see my soul in there too while you were while you were blowing air into that's my eyeball and then flashing it with bright lights so I couldn't see?
No, we all know the government has that in the glass case. I love the eye doctor.
Wait. Another frustrating thing about the eye doctor, if you don't have glasses like I didn't at the time, I had to take my contacts out. And they're like, can you walk to this room? Please follow me to this room. Hey, what's this sign say? I'm like, I don't know.
I am blind.
The other day, I didn't have my contacts in, didn't have glasses on. And I went to feed Bandito.
Aside.
He's in the shower. He'll have his food and everything's in the shower. And Amy's like, can you feed him? I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I looked down. I was like, Amy, you got to do this. I can't see the Tupperware. Like, couldn't even see it.
Dude, I can't see my toenails without my glasses, so I get it.
Nate, why do you love the eye doctor?
Because it is the most relaxing place in the world. It's just all of my ASMR triggers are like the whole eye doctor experience just fantastic. I need to make an appointment. It's like a spa day for
me. Gosh, you know what? If you could get like, if there was an office that did if I could get chiropractic work done, and my eyes looked at, and a massage, that would probably be the greatest place on earth.
I might catch feelings for whoever was doing all the things. That was a real thing.
I need to see a chiropractor so bad. I'm pretty sure I'm 2 inches shorter than I used to be.
Oh, yeah, dude, my spine is so misaligned right now. I'm like, I'm sleeping, and I'm like, dude, I'm leaning. Why the fuck? I'm laying flat, but I'm leaning.
Dude, I stood up the other day, and all of my, like, every piece of me that could pop did, and the dogs even looked at me weird, like, are you all right, man? Like, you should see someone about that.
A couple weeks ago, I was, like, super late for work because I couldn't, like, breathe or move. And so I come, like, just hobbling into the shop, and I was like, I think that my spine's out of alignment, and my muscles are pulling on my ribs because of that. And sure enough, that's exactly what it was. It took me a long time to figure that out. I thought I was having like a stroke or a heart attack at first, but then I remembered, I was like, I've had this happen before. And so I went to the chiropractor as soon as I could.
Your muscles can pull on your ribs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if your back's out, I mean, it's all connected.
I didn't.
So if it's out of alignment, yeah, it's incredibly painful. Because whenever you inhale, then it like, you know, everything expands, so then it's just like it grabs you. But she my chiropractor had me like turn turn my head to like the left, and she's like, okay. She's like, yeah, you're definitely out of alignment. Turn to the right. And I turned my head, and she goes, oh. And I was like, what? And she's like, your leg just moved up an inch. So,
oh my gosh.
How do you even...
Fortunately...
How do you fix that, though? Like, did she have to stand on you or something?
Yeah, so if it's really bad like that, what they'll usually do is they'll, like, put some, like, hot packs on you to kind of loosen your muscles up, and then they'll put, like, pop everything back to where it should be. And it can take... When your muscles are out of place like that, they usually get used to being there, and they'll pull everything back out of alignment, so it might take a couple of adjustments, but...
I have heard that Is it chiropractics? Like, what's the plurals of chiropractic?
Chiropractors?
Yeah, I've heard that they're quacks, but I've also heard that they're, like, magic men and women.
I think it depends on the chiropractor and what you expect out of them, maybe. Like,
I expect to be put back in some sort of semblance of being a human being.
A lot of them are naturopaths.
I don't know what that is.
So it's like they're going to give you like vitamins and stuff to fix, you know, like certain problems. And
I'm all the people big pharma, who have been so I can get
educated
on with that.
In the yeah, well, like. The Rockefellers found out that they could use petroleum-based products to make medicines, so they started giving out all these grants to universities that would teach medical curriculum based off of their things. So a lot of doctors are brainwashed into just prescribing petroleum-based medications
to people
because it makes big oil money. Yeah, fun facts. And chiropractors aren't part of that system, so of course they're quacks. But then there are chiropractors who are actually quacks, and they're, you know, like, if your chiropractor is trying to sell you on crystals and stuff, maybe not the chiropractor to see. But, yeah, when your back's out of alignment, that's at the most basic, they just fix you, and it's a super easy procedure, and... I mean, you don't really need to pay someone. If you have a friend who can crack your back, that's great. But if it's like a more, if you want someone who actually knows what they're doing, it costs a couple bucks.
Honest to goodness, I have friends that can crack my back, but I always like hurt afterwards. So
lately, I wear these jawbone conductors, mm-hmm. and they've started pushing my jaw out of alignment. So whenever I go to my chiropractor now, it's like to have her tap my jaw back into place. But I can't work without my tunes. Or my podcast really is what I mostly work with.
I was going to go to a job connector, whatever, vibrator, face vibrating headphones until I heard about your jaw being out of place all the time. I'm out on that.
I like steak too much. Yeah. I need to use my jaw.
Well, no, I just... Okay, my AirPod Pros are dope. But sometimes they hurt my ears because I wear them all day.
You know, I think that when you wear any kind of listening thing all day, it's just unavoidable. It's going to cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bluetooth radiating my brain. I can't think or remember anything anymore. I'm basically turning into a zombie. But
very cute zombie. Make all the boys zombie go. Mow.
Well, it's like sometimes at my job, if we're post event, I have to have my radio earpiece in one ear, and then I put my headphone in the other ear, so I'm just double fisting my ears. My earpiece is uncomfortable. So. But anyway, we are tangenting a lot. So, boys, what are we loving? Other than being able to see having a cat and your ears working properly.
I'm loving my new kitten. Also, I'm loving... This is going to be for a very specific group of people.
He is so cute.
So, for those of you that are as into side-by-sides as I am, Kawasaki's KRX, which is the Cadillac of side-by-sides, they just came out with a 4-seat model, which is very exciting.
I smell an investment in your future.
Mm-mm. I don't have any interest in KRX. They're mostly, they were built almost exclusively for a rock crawling, technical trail kind of clientele. I'm more of a fast paced desert rider. So I'd probably end up with a, if I get another side by side, it'd be a Can-Am. Because Can-Am's supposed to be coming out with a 2-speed transaxle instead of a CVT. And I'm very excited about that because I think it's a better move logistically in side-by-sides than what Polaris is doing, which I think is just trying to reinvent the wheel and cause themselves more problems. That's what I'm loving. Side-by-sides making things.
Real dope. They ride fat. The Maverick is a good machine. I would need to drive one to decide if I like the Razor better or not.
But the Razor?
I mean, the Razor is a marvel of engineering.
The way that my body is shaped, the Razor is way more comfortable, and I feel like you can like see in and around it better. The Can-Am is 100% faster. If you just want performance and balls to the wall speed, go through 3-foot whoops at 80... the Can-Am is your machine. If you want to have, like, if you and your passengers want to be comfortable and have a good time, you want a Razor. Because the Razors can keep up with the Can-Ams, but the Can-Ams will almost, unless you've got a really high built Razor, the Can-Am will, the X3s will smoke you every time. The biggest things of Can-Am, the biggest mods I do is putting seats to where you're sitting a little more upright. And then also, they have a very weak chassis. You have to add a couple braces and gussets aftermarket to, like...
Oh, interesting.
Because if you ride real hard, they'll, like, waller out a lot of their holes because they're not dual gusseted. They're only single gusseted.
Interesting.
Funny that you talk about side-by-sides, because what I'm loving also pertains. I've been binge-watching Roadkill Garage. And I want that off-road Challenger so bad.
Like an off-road Dodge Challenger?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Polar Bear, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh my gosh, it looks so cool. I have zero interest in owning it. It looks so uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. It does look so cool.
I just want to show up to the dunes with that and all the side-by-side go, yeah, right. And they just like barrel stuff. It'd be fun.
Oh, it'd be so bad at the the big dunes. It would not survive. You would bury that thing so fast.
I would create, man, because of Roadkill moment, you know?
I met someone and I am in love with her. Her name is Tally from the video game Mass Effect, and she is adorable.
I respect the hustle.
Oh,
I am super in love with the whole cast and crew of the Mass Effect franchise. They are such good characters, and I'm going through a second playthrough and playing very like aggressive and like renegade. And the amount of people I've let down and hurt, I actually need real life therapy because it's not good for my mental health.
Yeah, Nate has told me I even have to play Mass Effect
programs. They're just programs, and when I let them down or I'm mean to them, I feel so bad, and I just have been going to bed lately like sad and heartbroken.
That might have oh my god, I almost pulled a mom. I was psychoanalyzing you for a second. Nathaniel really needs therapy because he really needs an actual girlfriend, not from a video game, as my mother would say.
Fingers crossed for Oregon.
Yes. Yes,
wait, is that the purpose?
We won't talk about that.
That's the off the show. I need to know. Anyway,
wait, I have one more thing I'm loving.
Yes.
Okay, so Nate and I went camping for Memorial Day, and it was super fun. But Nate gave me the best compliment I've ever heard in my entire life. He called me the Chuck Norris of emo kids, and I love it. I want it tattooed on my body somewhere.
It's true too. I don't even remember saying that, but it's 100% accurate.
And on that satisfying verbiage, We will catch you on the next episode of Bear Attack. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. You can email us at bearattackpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, leave review. 5 stars only. We will read those. Even if they're bad, just leave 5 stars. We'll read it, I swear. What else, guys? Did I miss anything?
YouTube, also, yeah. In your 5-star reviews, you can give me recipes, and I will try them.
Oh.
I've always wanted to have a cooking show. Maybe we should like look into that, doing that.
Zero interest in a cooking show. I'm tired of cooking the same things over and over again.
True. Fact.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening to our podcast. Listen to us talking about getting old. We love you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.